It's the Thursday Impressionistic News Hour here on Kill Radio in Los Angeles. I'm your faithless host, Bennett. And tonight, I got a couple special things. I'm going to be playing a big hoax that I was involved with back in 2000, the year 2000. And I have an interview with a Native American woman who describes what her life has been like being a Native American woman. So if this is of interest to you, stick around. It's the Impressionistic News Hour from Kill Radio and from the Kill Radio Archive. So stay tuned. This is the weekly news in review from killradio.org and the harpers.org website. This was posted Tuesday, March 1, 2005, by Paul Ford, and this is for the Thursday Impressionistic News Hour on March 3rd here on Kill Radio, I being your faithless host, Bennett. Don't forget that all right-wingers are soul-sucking ghouls. This is the news from last week. A suicide bomber in Iraq killed over 100 people, as they stood watching, as they stood waiting to join the Iraqi National Guard. And four American soldiers and 13 Iraqis were killed in other incidents last week. Richard Myers, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, pointed out that insurgents tend to last from 7 to 12 years, insurgencies. And the U.S. military increased its bonuses to encourage reenlistment. American forces opened negotiations with Iraqi insurgents. Were any of the insurgents chosen by the Americans to be in the election recently? Canada declared that the United States must get permission before launching missiles over Canadian airspace, and Pakistani soldiers were ordered to shoot at U.S. troops who enter Pakistan without permission. These are both our friends, Pakistan and Canada. An earthquake in southeast Iran killed 600 people, and the Iranian military was preparing for an attack by the United States. Is that going to happen? In the U.K., Bournemouth University announced that it has developed two artificial mass graves, each containing about 30 false skeletons to be used to train Iraqi war crimes investigators. Bhutan banned public smoking. The president of Togo stepped down and Tom Ridge joined the board of Home Depot. The Anglican Communion was nearing a schism. The Attorney General of Kansas declared that clinics in his state turn over the medical records of girls who have received abortions and women who have had late-term abortions. Dennis Rader, an active Lutheran and a Cub Scout leader in Wichita, Kansas, confessed to six killings as the Bind, Torture, and Kill BTK serial killer, wanted for 31 years. His daughter turned him in. An Illinois court ruled that a man could sue his ex-lover for using his sperm acquired via oral sex to impregnate herself. Yes. And Britain's Labour Party was forced to drop Christine Wheatley as a candidate for Parliament after it was revealed that she had once worked as a prostitute in Paris. It was usually only 3 minutes, said Wheatley. The Pope underwent a tracheotomy, and the U.S. Supreme Court refused to hear a case challenging the Alabama law that makes it a crime punishable by a year in jail and a $10,000 fine to sell vibrators, dildos, anal beads, and artificial vaginas. So, in Alabama, you can go to jail for selling those things. and a $10,000 fine. UNICEF reported that 180 million children aged 5 to 17 are forced into the worst forms of labor, including the sex and slave trades. Progressive rock was making a comeback. I haven't heard that. NASA scientists resurrected bacteria that had been frozen for 32,000 years. Russia agreed to sell nuclear fuel to Iran. And a summit in Bratislava, at the summit, Vladimir Putin accused George W. Bush of firing Dan Rather. A Swiss court lifted the ban on using Bin Laden as a brand name. The name is registered to Osama bin Laden's half-brother. Israel planned to build 6,391 new homes for settlers in the West Bank and refused to hand over security control of the West Bank to Palestinians. West Bank settlers were given stickers to prove their residency so that they might drive more quickly through checkpoints. And a suicide bomber killed 5 in Tel Aviv. Israel blames Syria, which hosts Islamic Jihad, for the attack. Syria handed over Sabawi Ibrahim al-Hassan al-Tikridi, Saddam Hussein's half-brother, to Iraqi authorities, and the pro-Syrian government of Lebanon dissolved itself. Lebanon is a secular state, not a Islamic state. Terminator Arnold Schwarzenegger said he had no regrets about his past steroid use. And a New Hampshire crematorium was found to be throwing pacemakers and metallic hips into a dumpster. Maoists killed 15 in Nepal, and Nepalese soldiers killed dozens of Maoists. The financial records of 1.2 million federal employees were stolen from or lost by the Bank of America. Senator Pat Lee's credit card number was among the missing. Halle Berry received a Razzie Award for the worst actress of 2004 for her role in the film Catwoman. I want to thank Warner Brothers for casting me in this piece of shit, she said. George W. Bush won the worst actor award for his role in Fahrenheit 9/11. And a poll found that 57% of parents would not like their children to grow up to be president. USA Next, a group with ties to the Swift Boat Veterans for Truth, attacked the AARP for its position against Social Security reform. And Arthur Shawcross, a cannibal serial killer, was writing a cookbook. Canadian scientists announced that they could treat depression by electronically stimulating the brain. I can think of other ways to treat it. Senator John McCain called for permanent U.S. military bases in Afghanistan, where one woman dies of a pregnancy-related illness every 30 minutes. Queen Elizabeth announced that she would not attend the wedding ceremony of her son, Charles, and Camilla Parker Bowles, but insisted that this was not a snub. Charles complained that the British had tortured him over his relationship with Parker Bowles. Atrocities continued in Darfur. Somalia denounced plans to deploy foreign peacekeepers. And Eritrea was facing a major food crisis. Since we don't know where Eritrea is, that doesn't mean, I don't know what that means. An Orangeburg, New York man beat his toddler daughter to death for refusing a peanut butter sandwich. And in Edinburgh, Scotland, a blind man bit his guide dog. Well, biting the dog that leads you is, that's an image. This has been the Weekly News and Review from Kill and Harper's, and I'm Bennett. Thanks for listening. And here's Tori Amos from her new album, The Beekeeper.
When I come to terms with this. When I come to terms with this. When I come to terms with this. My world will change for me. I haven't moved since the call came. Since the call came, I haven't moved. I stare at the wall, knowing on the other side, the storm that waits for me. Then the seated woman with the parasol, maybe the only one you can't betray. If I'm the seated woman with a parasol, I will be safe in my frame. I have no need for a I have no need. I have my little pleasures. This war being one of these. Then the seated woman with a parasol, maybe the only one you can't betray. If I'm the seated,
it's called Parasol. That's it's two or three things at once. It's a painting, and it's a story, you know. Anyway, back in the year 2000, I was Bennett, your faithless host here. I was working as a copy editor for Adam Parfrey down at the Farrell House book publisher. And we were putting out this big book called Apocalypse Culture 2. And Adam had designed this initially there to just bring attention to the Apocalypse Culture book. He asked me if I would be the media spokesperson for this, so I arranged a whole mess of interviews across the country with radio stations and around the world with radio stations to do this. And what we did was we created a website called clonejesus.com, and we claimed that we were going to take the go to relics that are, you know, stored in abbeys and monasteries and all that over in Europe, and we were going to extract the DNA of Jesus Christ from these relics, and we were going to use that to clone a new Jesus. And we were going to, and we had a woman, you know, we said we had a volunteer who would be impregnated with this clone, and the idea was to give birth on December 25th, 2001. That was the way we put it. And yes, it was a hoax, but it was designed to get people to think and then to push them towards this apocalypse culture book. Well, I've decided to play one of the interview pieces that I did. This is with a Canadian radio station and a host named Adler Online, and it went on for an hour. I don't have all the tapes. My favorites were like I did evening drive time in Johannesburg, South Africa. I was interviewed by a couple of DJs from there, and I did interviews from people all over the country. In a couple cases, like the Johannesburg, I had to get up at like 4:30 in the morning in my house and give them my home number to do the interview. And it was it's very curious. So anyway, I wanted to play this into the archive and to give you some responses to the way people do when you. The way people act when you do something with their religion. So let's go back in time to the year 2000, you know. Of course, by December 25th, 2001, we'd had the September 11th thing happen and all that. So the world was momentarily different back then. And let's slip in and see what's happening. These are sort of, I don't have these exact. I just have to find where we are.
That doesn't make it free. Roland B. is with the Second Coming Project.
The Second Coming Project was what we called it, and my name is on the interview is Roland B.
They want to clone Jesus, and we've got a number of people calling in to chat with them. I just want to let you know that if you want more information on this project, all you have to do is log on clonejesus.com. Clone Jesus, C-L-O-N-E-J-E-S-U-S. That's all one word, www.clonejesus.com. Let's take Greg first. Greg, you're on with Roland B. in Los Angeles, California.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm not really familiar with all this. I'm raised in a Christian home and everything.
Uh-huh.
Aren't you just creating Antichrist?
That's not our faith, no.
But that's what you guys are doing. Like, you're creating someone that's going to preach Jesus' word, and he's not even here.
Well, you know, the that kind of ethic does come up a lot in this discussion. That's not where we're coming from. It's not about cloning the Antichrist. We think that this is our responsibility because this is what God wants us to do.
Well, it doesn't say anywhere in the Bible.
So if God's moving through this DNA material, we are going to actually be dealing with the substance of our Lord. That's not the Antichrist.
Well, does it say anywhere in the Bible that you're going to find a cell in Europe and clone Jesus?
No, but Jesus did say it is better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to go into hell. That, to me, reads as a advice that a portion of the body is part of the whole. You know, can be recreated as the whole.
Roland B., how will you know that it's Jesus? Now, I'm not going to go into the Antichrist business. That's for
you.
Greg to talk about. I just, you know, just to make it a little more benign. How will you know that that is Jesus once you clone him?
Again, this is our faith. We think that this is what God wants us to do.
So if you can clone a human from these cells, and you've been told by these Christians that this is the substance of, quote, the Lord, unquote, you will believe that what you have cloned is the real McCoy, the real Christ.
Unless every single one of those relics is a fake, and unless these people who have preserved these relics for 2,000 years have been totally deceiving themselves, yeah, that's what we do think will happen. We do believe that God is moving through this. When Dolly was cloned a couple of years ago,
mm-hmm.
The significance of that event was not the creation of a baby
sheep.
Sheep, but instead the fact that a DNA a molecule could be turned back in time, you know, turned back to zero again, and that's where we're basing it from. I also wanted to note, even though, again, he is not part of the Second Coming Project, it is very interesting to me that Dr. Richard Seed, who is the world's foremost expert on cloning, technology.
Yes.
Is a fundamentalist Christian. He's not involved with our project,
right.
but he's a fundamentalist Christian, and he has no ethical dilemma with this.
So the correct answer then is, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, I just want to ferret out what you're thinking is here.
Uh-huh.
You'll never know whether that's Jesus. You say you will believe it on faith. You will believe, but there's no way of knowing.
Well, let's give it a try and see.
Okay, thanks very much. This is Dean up next with Roland B. of the Second Coming Project in California. Go ahead, Dean, you're on Adler Online.
Yeah, I was wondering exactly why are we doing this in today's time?
Well,
in today's day and age, why are we even considering doing this?
Because there's nothing more benign and beneficial to the world than to bring back our Lord Jesus Christ.
I understand that, but this is the faith that you have, like to bring him back.
Jesus said, "Use this world, use it as a sword. Let's stop hiding under the shadow of God's wing, but let's step out into the light." And that will cut out the darkness, and let's see what we can do.
Have you actually picked out the person to have this baby?
Well, the timing isn't right yet. There are several young ladies who are involved and who have already said they would volunteer. So.
Since Mary was Jewish, are you looking for a Jewish person?
No, we're not. We're not trying to keep to the old regimen.
How can you be absolutely certain that you're going to have a baby boy?
We aren't. We don't know that it will necessarily be a baby boy.
Wait a minute. You know what kind of problem you're going to have with the fundamentalists if the Jesus you bring up?
I'm not a Bible thumper, so
I understand.
Don't,
but you know
I
what
don't
kind?
Care.
But you know what kind of problem you're going to have if Jesus turns out to be a woman, and even worse,
that's
what if Christ? What if Jesus? What if Jesus turns out to be gay?
This is CJOB 68, the Superstation.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm trying to eliminate sadness from your life.
Adler Online with Charles Adler.
You only get, one lick at the bowl.
Learn a little, laugh a lot.
Did I violate the code there?
So this is a comedy show that I was on. I'm going to play a little bit more. This is from an older disc. It's got some other stuff on it. So here's another segment from the interviews. It's so interesting. I did this. Greg Bishop from the Kill Radio crew was on the Art Bell show on Sunday night, Monday morning for 3 hours. And I was remembering how exciting it was to sit there during commercials and stuff and wait for it to come back and continue this. Obviously, I took it pretty seriously. I tried to make it as real as possible.
Adler Online with Charles Adler.
Some of our listeners who are pained by some of what I say have called me an antichrist.
Intelligent, engaging conversation.
What's your opinion, Dr. Fulwell?
I'm sure you're not the antichrist.
At 780-6868, MTS Mobility users press pound 680.
Okay, Roland B., you just stated something pretty dramatic a few moments ago. You're not even sure, once you're able to clone Jesus, you're not sure that it will turn out to be a man. It might be a woman, and you said you'd have no problem with that.
Well, I guess I may be falling down in the science. I don't know that it would necessarily have to be a male.
But if it's a female, aren't people going to start? I mean, I'm not saying that everyone believes you now, but for those people who do believe you and believe in you, aren't they going to become disbelievers if Jesus turns out to be a female?
I certainly hope not. You can't tell what people are going to believe today. It would be fine with us if Jesus were a black female talk show host, That would be fine with us.
What if you do get the real Jesus, and what if he looks very Semitic? What if he looks like, a Sirhan Sirhan?
Well, Sirhan Sirhan was a murderer, but it would be appropriate. If that's the way it turns out, that would be appropriate. That would be God's blessing. It would be for the glory of God. We say hallelujah.
Which some people might leave the faith.
Well, that will be their own choice, won't it?
All right. It's a fascinating concept. The Second Coming Project is what Roland B. is involved with, finding cells that he believes are from the substance, from the body of Jesus Christ, and cloning Jesus, because as far as his organization is concerned, yes, the Lord will return, but he needs some help. This is this Chris?
Yes, sir.
Chris, you're on with Roland B. in California.
Yeah, I just think this is pretty incredible, this whole thing. I mean, this guy is obviously getting flesh and blood confused with the spiritual aspect of ourselves. Like, even your comment earlier about preserving cells all over the world. I mean, yes, Jesus is everywhere, but that's in spirit. He's not actually physically trotting up and down the earth on every island, every landmass around. And this is just truly incredible. Even if they can clone Jesus, it's not going to be the real Jesus. It might be a body resembling Jesus or with the same genetic code as Jesus, but surely this is not Immaculate Conception that we saw with Mary and God. This is just in the hands of flesh and blood people. This is just truly incredible.
Chris, I want to put a question to you.
It's only the flesh, but we believe that God will move in the flesh.
Chris, and let me put a
God's plan.
I've got a question for you, Chris. Yes, are you a believer?
I am.
Okay, terrific. Need a believer for this. Do you believe that there are so many people around the world who have such an appetite to see the second coming that they are bound to be persuaded by Roland B? Do you believe that there are a lot of people around the world who don't want to die before the second coming, who want to be alive to see it? Chris?
Yeah, probably, because, I mean, people are looking, and what the hole that they're trying to fill is the real brand of Christianity, what Jesus has really done for us. I mean, you get these religious fanatics and these Jesus fanatics all over. I mean, David Koresh and Jones there in the States. This is really all on the same thing. I mean, this guy is taking passages out of the Bible totally out of context, and even though he's taking them out of context, I don't even see how they relate whatsoever. I mean, Jesus coming to earth and
thinker.
Jesus' second coming isn't God's timing. The real second coming, I mean, just because someone has the same genetic code, that's not the second coming of Christ.
How do
God
you know?
Intended it. It's a fallacy.
You're just asserting it.
Are you surprised that many people will embrace what Roland B. is saying because,
Nobody did, in my opinion,
they are hungering to be part of the second coming?
Well, sure, people are hungry, but that's what evangelism is for. That's what the real Bible is for.
Honestly, I don't think that this is a cruel hoax. I think that this is an active hoax. I think it does something to your thinking process if you follow it through. I think I tried to be as straight as I could in it. It was hard not to laugh sometimes for how serious people would get this. But I didn't consider it bad-natured. Because we never went forward. There was no money accepted. No money was done. The response was, 99% negative from all the emails we got. We got some intense hate mail emails. But the people, I think, are all very polite while they're trying to skew me.
Christianity on what it would boil down to is a couple of chromosomes. That's absurd. I mean,
Chris, as a believer, tell me why the second coming is important to you.
Well, the second coming is, biblically, the way I understand it, the final victory of light and of God over Satan. Jesus first fought that battle and won when he was crucified, and it's going to be completed. I mean, there will be an eternal chasm between heaven and hell, between good and evil.
But, Chris, doesn't the second coming involve the destruction of the earth as we know it?
This is the book of Revelation is very, it's written in parables. I mean, I can't profess to be an expert on this, but
I have trouble with the idea that some people are hungering to see the world destroyed, and so I'm asking you as a Christian to explain it to me.
Well, all it is basically the way I understand it, Charles, is, I mean, Satan is still prevalent in this world. This world is still corrupt.